back to the Johnny B Show. 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. I'm feeling the old school tonight, man. I don't know why, I just am.
What the heck is this?
What? It's only Debbie Deb.
Debbie Deb?
Debbie Deb, yeah, from the 80s. When I Hear Music. One of the greatest freestyle classics there is.
It's freestyle?
Freestyle's a style of music. Yeah, this is what was known as freestyle, Will.
I think freestyle's a lie. I don't think freestyle exists. I think it's they think about it beforehand.
No. It's not like hip-hop where they freestyle battle.
Oh.
And no, there's actual real freestyle where they make it up off the cuff.
I don't buy it.
You
I
know
think
who
it's
does?
A lie.
No, a lot of it is pre-written, but there are some real freestyles. Like Rio Paris, the comedian Rio Paris,
yeah,
is also a rapper.
Yeah.
I've heard him freestyle off the cuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, it's off the cuff, but they still have it in the back of their head.
This is freestyle music, though. Like this right here. This is the godfather of freestyle music, Stevie B.
Stevie D, Debbie Deb.
Stevie B.
Stevie B.
Yes.
Debbie Deb. Everyone's got that, like, flowing names thing going on.
Yeah, man.
This sucks.
What?
I hate this.
Oh, man. I hate you for saying that.
It sounds like what Anna plays on Stay Woke.
What?
For her rejoin.
Anna would never play this song.
That's some garbage she plays.
It sounds very similar.
I think I played this last night. A little Lisa and Colt Jam.
Yeah, that sucks too.
I believe this song was featured in the Breakin' movie.
So this is when computers and synthesizers started to come together and they started creating these electronic type beats.
So good, dude, right?
So it is kind of what Anna plays in. It's just like the next generation. This is Anna plays with the grandkids of this music, pretty much. Right?
Kind of. How about this one right here? Oh. This was also on, I believe, Beat Street. I think this is on. Maybe it was Breaking. One of the movies. Yeah. Dude, that was like, this song was probably one of the most influential hip-hop songs of that era. Breakdancing. Actually, this is from Breakin', yeah. Turbo and Ozone.
Wasn't Jean-Claude Van Damme in that movie for a brief second?
Yes, actually he was. He was a dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know that for some reason. I don't know why.
This movie was pretty awesome. You gotta get to the wiki. Here it comes. Oh yeah. This don't make you want to put a cardboard box on the ground and breakdance on it?
Makes me want to put a cardboard box over my head and jump off a roof. Yeah, this sucks, dude.
Man, I want to put on my suede Puma sweatsuit and my suede Kangol and do some pop and locking, man.
Did you used to do that back in the day?
Yes.
You would.
Ryan, did you ever go through a breakdance phase?
Nope.
Man, you guys are young.
Yeah.
Let's do a little What the Hell news. We have a lot of great stuff for you to wrap up this show tonight. Hell yeah, we do.
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell news on the Johnny B Show.
Yeah. I just got a text message from a man that just turned 35 years old that reminded me of one of the greatest songs from that era. BK texted me, Egyptian Lover.
If you were like gay sex going on in the background.
That's actually what they sampled. If you were a breakdancer in 1983, you had to have this song readily available on your tape cassette Walkman or your boombox. Yeah. How good is this, huh?
I don't like it.
I'll be honest with you. I don't like this either.
I don't like you guys. Like that mix I just did?
Sure.
Yeah. We were talking about poop for way too long.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a little bit more poop, shall we? Because I have actually been the victim of one of these pranks. A woman fired after bringing laxative-filled brownies to a co-worker's send-off. So they're having a party for a co-worker who was leaving. This 47-year-old Michigan woman got her ass fired because she put laxatives in brownies intended for her departing co-worker. Apparently, she didn't like her. Ann Arbor News, that's we were just talking about the Detroit area.
Ann Arbor's college town, baby.
Okay.
You're at University of Michigan.
I know, but you said like you're a big Michigan fan.
I grew up in a family of Michigan fans, yes.
Nerds. Well, the police chief there in Saline, Michigan, said that the company confiscated the brownies before they could be eaten. So they never got eaten. Thank God. But she admitted to baking in a cube of laxatives. I'm guessing it's the chocolate bar X-Lax. That's the easiest way to get somebody. You make brownies with the chocolate bar X-Lax inside the brownies. Because that stuff tastes pretty good. I was all backed up a few months ago, and I got some of that. Ate me a few bricks of that chocolate X-Lax.
Are you supposed to eat a few?
I don't know, but it got things rolling, you know what I mean?
Did the trick for you?
Cleaned
your colon thoroughly.
And it's a little oily, but tastes like a damn Hershey's bar.
All right.
Yeah.
Could be worse, yeah.
And it got my Hershey Highway rolling. It really did. Other employees told police that the woman may have had previous tensions with the departing employee. Yeah, we know. She's trying to make her crap herself, like stupid Trent.
Yeah, I think he only pee-pees himself.
I don't know,
I don't think he poo-poos.
At this time, he might be poo-pooing.
He could be poo-pooing. I mean, it happens.
Sometimes you try to push the pee and a poo comes, or vice versa.
Happens to me all the time, man.
You ever tried to hold your poo and the pee comes?
Yep.
Have you ever pooed without pee?
I don't think
it's possible.
Yeah.
I don't think it's physically possible.
I mean, I've had times where I peed and then went, uh-oh, I have to go back because now I got to poo.
Yeah.
So that's happened.
But sit down to poo.
Yeah.
And no pee happened.
Yeah, it just doesn't work that way.
No.
All the pressure is off.
Yeah.
And it just comes out.
It's like they coordinate their efforts. It's like
right. The
BH goes, hey, bing bong.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting ready to make some poo.
It's quitting time, guys. They all look at their watch.
Let's all release. You ready? All right. Yeah. Well, she's in a lot of trouble. Have you ever had a poo-poo prank?
Poo-poo prank. I've been drugged,
Ooh. But
not involving poo.
Was it like a rape effort or was it a prank effort?
Well, I think it was a prank, hopefully, but I was slipped Viagra.
What?
Yes. And it didn't really work. I just got a headache. I didn't get an erection.
Because you
got
to think of something sexy, right?
Well, you know what? We were down in Miami for spring break at this time, me and my buddies. And I guess they found some old man's bag and took some Viagra out of his bag.
Jesus, man.
And drugged me and my friend Josh with it. And then in Miami, it's weird. It's another country.
Yeah.
In South Florida. It's not here. It's not America.
It's Cuba North.
There's like a modeling station, like a local station, and there's just boobies, like uncovered boobs walking down the runway.
Sweet.
And they were just like, ooh, check this out, huh? What do you think about this? And I'm like, it's pretty good. Like, they're hoping I get a boner or something, but it never happened.
You know the greatest poo-poo trick and prank in the world is? This is the cellophane over the toilet seat.
Oh, that's so wrong, dude.
It is.
I mean, that's a mic drop right there because you almost always get them.
Yeah.
Have you done that to somebody before?
I have not, but I know people who have had it done on them.
That's not good.
I want to do it to Trent.
Oh, man.
He would be so steamed.
He may grab a small woman and climb to the top of a building and SWAT helicopters. I had a poo-poo prank pulled on me that put me in the hospital.
That's not good, bro.
Let's take you way, way back for this one because this was...
Do it right.
It was a horrible, horrible, horrible time. No, not that far back. Let's go back to the 90s. That's where we were when this happened.
That's 30 years ago.
I was DJing at a club, and this club was it was my job, by the way, for a long, long time. And it was a night that turned into a weekend to remember. We had egg rolls at this place, and I was a fat, fat boy at the time. I I was known for eating a lot of egg rolls, eating a lot of everything. Over 400 pound guy. And my boss at the time, which is a dear friend of mine, still is to this day. But he was young. He was in his 20s. He's not a medical doctor. He doesn't know the ramifications of medicating somebody without knowing the dosage. So he took X-Lax pills and crushed them up and put an entire box of X-Lax crushed up pills into one egg roll.
Oh, boy.
Had a bartender bring it up to the DJ booth. Hey, somebody ordered an egg roll and they didn't want it. You want it? And I was like, yeah, of course I want it. I'm fat. So I eat this egg roll. And then I noticed about 20, 30 minutes later, my boss, who's one of my best friends, and four of our bouncers are all just staring at me, smiling. And I knew then.
You're in some trouble.
Something bad was about to happen. About 5 minutes after that, had a gurgling happening in my stomach that I had never felt before. This felt like a Wolverine was trying to escape. Mm-hmm. And I ran to the bathroom. I pushed four or five people out of the way. A guy was peeing in the only sit-down toilet in the bathroom. I ripped him out of there with his wee-wee in his hand. And I let loose.
Mm.
And I went back to the bathroom seven or eight times that night. The next day, continued to go until I was so dehydrated, I had to go to the emergency room and get IV fluids. And that was when my buddy told me what they had done. Wow. I was very mad.
Yeah, I would be too. They could have killed you.
But I got over it. You got me.
You didn't notice any taste to the egg roll? You're like,
no.
Oh, this tastes like medicine.
Back then, I didn't even chew my food hardly. I ate it like a damn anaconda. Fat moron. Albert, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Oh, good, Albert. What's going on, pal?
I love your station, man. And this first time I listened to y'all's show.
Oh, thanks.
But, I heard you talking about poop and pee pranks.
Our favorite.
And my kids pulled both of them on me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The first one was a poop prank.
What
he was a little tyke, like a toddler, yeah.
Yeah?
Because, I was a night manager at a hotel. And his mom's had this groovy job.
Groovy.
I love this guy. Peabody Hotel, you know, during the day. So I was Mr. Mom during the day, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So of course I'm dead tired, you know?
Right.
We know.
And so I would put up the little baby barrier on his front door, and we would just play with blocks and crap until I fell asleep.
Right.
And I woke up one day with him putting a dookie ball in my mouth.
Come on, man.
Yeah, dude.
How big of a boner did you have at that moment?
Oh, come on!
He was just chuckling, man. I mean, this kid grew up watching South Park and Jackass. All right? So, go figure. And years later, I was crashing out in his room on the little sofa there, and I asked him to wake me up after like 20 minutes, you know, and I had gone through half of a Miller High Life, and I asked him, can you wake me up in 20 minutes, and he said, sure, Poppy, and I said, all right, and so I took a nap for 20 minutes, and he woke me up, and he says, don't forget to finish your beer, Poppy. Because he knows I always grab it by the top, you know, their long neck, you know? And I just, he had already finished my Miller High Life, and he had replaced it.
Sherwood Burger King was closed the other day.
Storytelling is an art, man. It's not an easy thing to do.
I love that guy.
He's the best.